This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
It looks like NSA leaker Edward Snowden is headed to Latin America, where several countries are offering asylum. Other news outlets are focusing on the politics, but we want to look at this through a marketplace lens to see how these countries are doing economically and what kind of life Snowden could live there. Stephen Keppel covers economics for Univision. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Mark.
So let's start with Venezuela, the apparent front runner. What's the economy like there? And so what would Snowden's quality of life be?
The Venezuelan economy is a mess. Growth is near zero. There's still some instability after the election. Inflation is near 30%. So if Snowden goes to Venezuela, he'd be entering a pretty tough economic situation.
Okay. Now let's talk about Bolivia, which has also offered to take in Snowden. What's the economy like there?
Yeah, Bolivia's a much smaller economy. It's still one of the poorest countries in Latin America. However, it's had pretty steady and stable growth, and this is mainly because it still has a pretty booming oil and mining industry. But aside from that, there's not a whole lot else. So I don't know what type of job prospects Snowden would have there. I'm not sure what he would do if he were to go to Bolivia.
Okay, now let's talk about Nicaragua. That's the other country willing to grant asylum. Like, what are the kind of, you know, opportunities that he might find there in terms of something to invest in or finding a place to stay, like that kind of thing?
Nicaragua is another poor country, again, one of the poorest in the region. However, you know, we're seeing growth around 4%. It's a little bit less authoritarian, perhaps, than Venezuela. So there's a few opportunities, I think, in Nicaragua for perhaps a little more laid-back lifestyle.
Just thinking about the economics of the country and the potential quality of life he would have, what do you think on an economic basis would be the best place for him to accept asylum?
I would probably choose Nicaragua. You know, he could probably find a nice place to hide away and find something to do. Bolivia is also a stable option. I definitely think Venezuela, for him, is the worst option. He's just 30 years old. There's a lot of economic instability. You know, the government could change, you know, in the next few years, and then what's he going to do?
And Nicaragua is actually a popular destination for Americans who don't have anything to hide, who are not on the run, but just looking for an affordable place to retire.
That's right. I was talking to a reporter here yesterday who was mentioning that the retirement industry in Nicaragua is booming. It's got some really nice property. It's inexpensive. And a lot of the Americans that were going to Costa Rica are kind of spilling over into Nicaragua and finding it a nice place to live. The politics and economics are still a little bit crazy and up in the air, but hey, it's a beautiful spot.
Okay, Stephen Keppel of Univision, thanks so much.
Thank you.